Tuesday night, or Le Yud Dalet Iyar, Pesach Sheni. Chayus Halvavos, Shar HaKniya. The end of Perek Beis. In Perek Aleph, he defined Kniya. That's what the Chayus Halvavos always does. At the beginning of every Shar, he gives you the definition in the first Perek. Because a lot of people end up learning for months and years about something, and then they realize they don't even know what it is. They don't know how to define it. So Chavis Halvavos always makes sure to define it. And in his definition, in Perek Aleph, it looks bad for the home team. A psychiatrist would ask you to learn Chavis Halvavos Shar HaKniya. He says you feel like nothing. You feel like you have no self-worth, no value, and you're nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Then in Shar Beis, that's the definition. That's what he's talking about when he says Kniya. Shar Beis, Perek Beis, he says there's three types of Kniyas, meaning there's three situations in which a person would feel this Kniya. Number one is what is mistakenly called Kniya. That's not what we call Kniya. Number one is that Yataka let people step all over you, and Yataka think you're of no value, and Yataka think you have no self-worth, and Yataka have low self-esteem, as they call it nowadays, and you're a mess, Bekitza. So he says, that's not Kniya, that's a mental illness. Or it's foolishness that you don't know what to do, but really you have the ability to climb out of it, and you're just not taking care of it. It's like an animal. An animal lets itself be, you know, lets itself be led by a 10-year-old could lead an ox to plow a field. Now really, if the ox would think about it for a second, it would be the end of the kid. So that's number one. That's not Kniya, that's a bizoya. Number two, when we're talking about Kniya, we're talking about, he says, someone that recognizes his value, his worth, his self-worth, and then he's nichna. With all of his milos, he's nichna. He'll explain that in number three. Number two is a situational Kniya, meaning you're forced into a matzav of Kniya. You're a prisoner by someone, or you work for someone, he's your boss, you have to laugh at his jokes, you have to do what he says, you need them, you need to borrow money from someone, you have to be nichna. He says, come back in 5 minutes, you come back in 5 minutes, don't ring the doorbell, you don't ring the doorbell, sit here, sit there. He makes you tell you his whole life story, then he tells you he doesn't have any liquid cash now, he's all tied up, and he makes you crazy, okay. Or he says, even someone that's a Talmud, even someone that has a Rebbe, and he's nichna to his Rebbe because he wants to fulfill, he doesn't talk bad about the second Madrega. You do what you got to do. If you have to be nichna to someone to get a loan, so you'll be nichna to someone to get a loan. Even a Talmud for a Rebbe, he talks about that you want to learn from the Rebbe, and you want to be Mekayim Gadol Shimusha Yosem Elimuda, and you're nichna to the Rebbe, you serve him, you mamish, you know, you hang on every word, like you see these guys by the Gedolim, they mamish like, yeah. He doesn't have a bad word to say about them, but that's not what we're looking for, because that's not Kniya. That's situational Kniya. So they're Nichna when they're by the Gedolim, when they're by the Rebbe, they're Nichna. But put them in a different room with someone that they feel superior to, then the other Rabbah, the biggest Baligaiv in the world. That's not. We're talking about an all-encompassing Kniya that's going to be objective Kniya mitzad the gavra. In other words, you know, you feel humble. Some people, the truth is, you can feel humble by nature also. You go to Niagara Falls, you go to, you know, you feel humbled. You look at the, sometimes you go to the planetarium, look at the stars, you look at the millions of stars, and you know, you feel very small and humble. But it's only then legabe the stars, legabe your neighbor. You're gonna be an arrogant, you know, be arrogant. So that's not real Kniya. It's subjective, and it's situational, totally to time and the situation and the matzav. Number three is the Kniya we're looking for, and that's Vachelek Hashlishi on page Kuf Tzadik Vav. Seven lines from the bottom. Vachelek Hashlishi. Anybody, everybody have a sefer? Yeah. Hakniya L'Shem Yisala. You nichna to Hashem. Meaning, Now you understand, you have all your gifts and everything, but you're zero. We go back to the definition of Perek Aleph. It's all from Hashem. Hashem enables you to do everything. If you're smart, Hashem enables you to think. Hashem is giving you the koyach. He put on tefillin in the morning. Hashem gave you a head. Hashem gave you the hand. Hashem gave you the ability. You can have a stroke. Chas v'shalom. You can't put on the tefillin. Everything you do is only because Hashem enables it, allows it, empowers it, makes it happen, so to speak. So you're nothing. You're nichna to Hashem. That's what David HaMelech says, Anochi solaz v'lo ish. Right? Anochi ofa v'efer, Avraham Avinu said. V'nachnu mo, Moshe and Aaron said. Nothing. Because everything you have is from the Eibishter. L'maisit is another thing that we say, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, V'hanora, that the truth is, and the Rambam says this in Hilchos Deis, that the truth is, Miyad hu nichna v'nirsa, the Rambam says in the beginning of the Perek Gimel, when he talks about Ahava, Europe. If you think about a little, the Tanya talks about this too, we learned it in Tanya. If you're misboinen into Gadlus Hashem, and you realize a shtickle, you have a little tfisa in Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, V'hanora, you know, you're just small. You feel small. And it's not like the mountain. You go to a mountain, you see the Alps, you see a majestic, you know, you feel small. But then you walk away and you're not small anymore. Then you fight with your neighbor and you're arrogant. But with Hashem, Hashem is more chalor, it's kvodo. You're always oimid lefnei Hashem. So there's two separate things I just said. And we're going to see it in the Chavis HaLovis as he goes through Shara Kniyam. First of all, you're nothing, because everything you are and you have, Hashem gave you, and Hashem gives you, and Hashem is empowering and enabling everything. You're nothing. That's a nothing. And second of all, it's just the feeling of humility and smallness compared to Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibah, Vanora. You know, Madach, you feel small when you're standing by a waterfall or a mountain. So Hashem, who made all the mountains and the whole Bria and all the Kochavim and everything, right? So you certainly feel small. Very feel nothing, not just small. You feel humbled and nothing. And Hashem is Malach Alaretz Kvodo. So you're always in the presence of Hashem. So you should always be feeling humbled and small, because you're always Omed Lefnei Hashem. So if you're Omed Lefnei HaMelech, you feel small. If you're Omed Lefnei HaMountain, a majestic mountain, you feel small. And you're always Omed Lefnei Hashem. That's really two cheshbonos. The Chiyuva, the Chiyuv Kniya Lefnei Hashem, he says, Koilel is Kol B'nei Adam. That's what he says. It's not situational, like number two. It's always, and it's objective, and it's eternal. That's what we'll be talking about in this shar. Shar HaKniya, we're talking about the real Kniya. The real Kniya is only to Hashem. Number one is a bezoyon, not a maila. Number two is not a bezoyon, but it's temporary, and it's whatever the matzav is. You know, that's what it is. It's mitach hehekrech, hehekrech lo yiguna, and it's only legabe that relationship that calls for the kniya. You don't become be'etzem a nichna. With Hashem, you're always under the fnei Hashem. You're always a nichna. You become a nichna. The hanichna who anikr bekisvei hakodesh. So he's going through a lot of psukim now throughout Tanakh with different words. Why is he doing that? So when you come across these words in Nach, not that anybody here will, but you never know. Maybe you'll, if you say Tillim, you come across it in Tillim, and maybe you'll pay attention when you dive in and you recognize some words here. You'll say, hey, these words sound a little familiar. Oh, I say them every day. What do you know? Or you might come to the Nachshir, and we'll be up to these words one day. So when you come across these words, the Chavis HaLovis says, don't think it means the guy in number one. Don't think David HaMelech said, right, Dako Shval Ruach. It says, right, you say, You might say, if you say v'yidon l'cho, you come across v'ez dako shval ruach, lachyos ruach shval limo. There's talking about ground of the year. But you come across the words, so it's not talking about the guy that's a shuffle. The guy that's a shuffle because he has an emotional problem, or he doesn't know his own self-worth. It's not talking about the guy that needs a loan from an ashir. It's talking about number three. So he goes through different words in Nach, and he doesn't want you to think it means something else. It means what we're talking about here. Anov, the Nivze, he has the on the Leif Tov, he brings down the Psukim for each word. Nivze Bien of Nimos, Vesire Hashem Achabe, probably that's the Pasuk.
Yeah, he wrote
Vinivze Bainov,
not
just Vinivze. Oh, Vinivze Bainov, oh. Vitsanua. Tsanua, sometimes it's called. Wait. Oh, Tsanua is in Mishle. Now, Kamin Tsanua, the Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. It's all part of the same idea that you're always oimid lefnei Hashem. So you act b'chadrei chadorim the way you would act b'fnei HaMelech, mamish, because you're always b'fnei Hashem. So that's tsanua. B'daka, you have the pasuk b'estako, shval ruach. Shval ruach, v'ruach nishboro, that's in Tillim. You have ruach nishboro, like b'nidke, v'rach levov, v'nechei ruach, v'leiv nishbor. You have throughout Tehillim, b'nefesh shocha, it's also in Tehillim. B'chol ma shenadab b'kniya b'stam, ain kavonoseinu ela l'chelek hazeh ha-shlishi, shu adarga hanaylu b'kniya, not like number one that's a bezoyin, or like number two that's nothing but a hechrich. But it's the darga hanaylu b'kniya, and it makes you be'etzem anichna. And now, everybody you deal with, you're going to be a nichna. We said, why? First of all, you're always oimid lefnei Hashem. So when the person's in front of a great melech, and he's nichna because he's standing in front of a melech, so he's not going to turn around to his friend who's waiting online with him and say, you know, stop pushing. What's the matter with you? He's going to be afraid to say that. He's oimid lefnei melech. So you're always going to be with Hashem. But it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. We explain. Because I will never feel superior to someone else if I realize that everything I have is a gift from Hashem. So I'm not going to feel arrogant to someone that's not as smart as me. So what? I'm only smart because Hashem made me smart. Hashem gives me intelligence. So Hashem gave me what he gives me. Hashem gives him what he gives him. Like, why should I? I'm not superior, I'm a zero. So how can I be superior? So he says, okay. Umisha Niknasloy, someone who's kinda this mid of Kniya, Aina Rechaika Mimenu Derech Hakriva El Hashem, Vahimotsus Lefonov. This is Mamush, the path, the Mesilah, the Maslul to Kurva El Hashem, and to Vishivisi Hashem L'Negdi Summit. Of course, you're nichna because you're always aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person that has kind of this kniya has been kind of the fact that Hashem gave him everything, and he's always oimid lefnei Hashem, and he's always aware of Hashem in his life. He doesn't feel ever independent, koichi v'itzum yadi, so he's always living with Hashem. So this is the path to... Truth is, in Shara Avodas Elokim, he talks the Hakdama Avodas Elokim, the Etzem Shara doesn't talk about this. Shara Avodas Elokim talks about mitzvahs, or a sichlis, or a tyrannis, the Shara Avodas Elokim. But in the Hakdama, the Shara Avodas Elokim, he really says, you say, that all your Avodas Hashem should stem from a karas hatoyim, from a sense that Hashem gave you so much. That really is, so that's like the makor for any avodas halakim you do. which is really what he's saying here also. Sharakniya is almost, I think Sharakniya is like, is the Hakdom of the Sharabas Elohim, so to speak. Sharakniya is that Hergish that he talks about in the Hakdama, that you always feel and are margish, and it's real, and it's papoyal, that Hashem gives you everything that you have. V'yikabel Hashem imenu ma'asov, and Hashem, this is the greatest thing you can give to Hashem. Hashem doesn't need anything you do. He doesn't need your... He doesn't need anything from you. He doesn't even need your ma'asim toivim. He doesn't even need you to be a tzaddik. He doesn't need you to be a good person. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't get anything. That's his need. Of course he doesn't need. He doesn't even get. What you can give Hashem, so to speak, you can't give him anything. What you can give him is kniya. That's what he says. The Shechavis Al-Vavis. You give him that you are nichnat to him, and you're aware of him, and you're aware of what he is and what he gave you. So that's what it says, ka'omro, and that's the real korban. You want to bring korbanos without a beis hamikdash, feel kniya. Zivchei Elokim, ruach nishbara. So if you read Tillim, you think ruach nishbara is someone that a tragedy happened to. So he's ruach nishbara. No, that's what the Chazal Avoda said 3 lines ago, 4 lines ago, 5 lines ago. When it says Ruach Nishbar on Tehillim, it doesn't mean someone who had a tragedy happened to them. It means Nishbar because he's Nichnat HaHashem, Ruach Nishbar, Lev Nishbar, Venidke, Elokim Lo Sivze. So that's the Zivchei Elokim. That's the best carbon of all. The best carbon you can bring Hashem is Kniya. Okay. We'll start very gimbally now tomorrow.